This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
We don't have any money and we don't have any work. And, it's dry in the car.
But at least, and obviously you're looking after the distancing situation. You're not getting out amongst the people or anything. You're staying away from that.
Yeah, no, it's always 4 metres and washing my hands all the time.
Good. Now, why did you guys originally come up here? You were expecting something, but it didn't happen. Tell the folks about it.
Yeah, well, I'm a seasonal worker and I travel around Australia as a chef. I usually come to Port Douglas. This is my fourth season, and I work in the industry because there's a real shortage for chefs in Port Douglas through the season, and usually guaranteed work. And I was going to start work on Wednesday at 8 a.m., and the next thing you know, I got a call from the boss. The laws changed. They closed the shop. I felt really sad for the business because it's a small business and it's family-run. And I come from a family where we ran cafes as well, and I know how hard my parents worked. And now it's just, everything's turned upside down.
And Izzy also, she's involved in doing some work as well?
Yeah, she's here on a working holiday visa, and she's a lawyer in Chile. And last season she worked at Chapter One, and she was waitress work, and she thought she was going to get work again. And then everything just hit the fan.
Yes, it's hit the fan for all of us. It's interesting. You guys are living in your car. You don't have money at this stage. And you'd kind of think, well, you know, you're on your Pat Malone. But in actual fact, you've had some help. And, you know, we talk about the council sometimes and we give them a bit of a hard time. But you've had an absolutely wonderful experience with a ranger from the council. Can you tell us, tell us what went down?
Well, usually because I come here and I see people and backpackers sleeping in vans, and you always hear the ranger comes past and knocks on the window and quick to hand out a fine for the council. And yesterday the ranger walked up to me and I was just brutally honest and I said, look, I'm homeless, I'm broke and I'm unemployed. And he understood. Amazing. There was actually two rangers. And we had a chat and they said, look, be really safe and look after yourself. And then they drove away and I thought, oh, they were really nice. And then they came back 5 minutes later with food for us. And it was just amazing, like really appreciated it and just helped us out a little bit as well.
That is wonderful. That warms my heart when I hear of stories like that. That would have, if I'd been you, it would have almost brought me to tears, that sort of generosity.
Yeah, well, it was... On Tuesday, I was at Centrelink in Mosman as well, and we were 3 hours in the line out the side near the police station, and this amazing guy just rocked up and was handing out water to everyone because everyone was just frying in the sun. Very nice person, like the compassion I've seen in the community towards people that are struggling a bit, it's really uplifting.
So what's your intentions long term? I guess it's like all of us, it's a fluid situation and you're not quite sure which way to turn at this stage. What are your options, if any?
Well, my option is to save, not spend any money because I don't have anything. And I've been applying for farm work up in the Tablelands because I've done farm work before and I understand everybody needs to eat. But it's just hard. No one's hiring me at the moment. And my plan will be, it just depends on what happens with the situation.
Yeah, well, you were saying you were lined up, at Centrelink there. You'll obviously be able to get something from Centrelink. They're saying that, they're helping people like you. So some money will be coming through, won't it, that you'll be able to access at the ATM?
Yeah, eventually, it took me like 3 days to log on to the website and find forms. And there were a few changes on the site as well. Like I needed the last 12 months that the places I've worked, I needed letters from them why I'd left. But they've just changed the website now, so it was easier to access. and apply for it as well. And yeah, now I'm just in a boat where it's like, yes, save my money for food, and that's it.
Absolutely. Well, look, we wish you the best of luck. Look, there's some really kind-hearted people, and those rangers from the Douglas Shire Council, I take my hat off to you. What a beautiful, heartfelt gesture from people. I just find that incredible. But it doesn't surprise me, because this part of the world, there are wonderful, generous people up here. We're a very, very kind nation, and I think we're a very, very kind, mostly kind people in the Douglas Shire.
Anyone in Australia is, we're really blessed.
Oh, that's and a nice thing to say. That's a nice thing to say, Carl.
Yeah. And I, every day I wake up and I'm so lucky to have 10 fingers and 10 toes and to be Australian.
That's absolutely beautiful, mate. Hey, listen, when was that water handed out at the Centrelink, mate?
Do you remember? It was Tuesday.
Yes.
And it would have been around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Between 2 and 3.
I can tell you who that was.
Yeah.
There's a couple. It was Peter and Lisa Scomazon from Newell Beach. They run a takeaway there. And they had helped out the Indigenous people around the gorge area earlier and were going past. So they went and got some slabs from Woolies, as I understand, from one of the supermarkets. Anyway, it would have been Woolies. And came by, and you were one of the recipients of their wonderful generosity and, wonderful heart.
Yeah, it was very much a prayer. Everyone in line was, it just lifted the spirits a little bit. And it was a good time to be waiting in line at Centrelink.
Well, Carl, give our best to Izzy there as well. And if we see the car there, we'll know who they are. And you're obviously very nice people. And if we can, and we'll try to help you in some way as well, the Fab FM as well. So we'll do our best. If there's anybody listening who would like to donate some stuff for these guys, and by the way, Carl, it's not charity. It's just, heartfelt giving by people who are helping fellow Aussies in trouble.
I understand. Like, it's like if I was in a situation, I'd be sharing it, because right now everyone needs to share and come together, because it's a scary world we live in.
Yes, it's scary, but when you know there's good people around, it's not so scary.
Yeah, but it can be like scary good, like, and just surprise you how people are.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, thank you, Carl. And as I said, if we're going to try to see if we can help you. But if there's anybody who listens to Fab FM or listens to this podcast, because it's up on the old podcast, it's going to go up there, the interview, and you can help these guys in any way, please contact us and we'll pass it on to these guys. Okay, thank you, Carl.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
See you, mate. What a nice man, Carl. And Izzy, his lady, normally coming up here to get themselves a job and finding themselves in this situation. But those council rangers, well done.